get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right, coast to coast, across America, around the world, on the American Forces Network. 52 weeks a year, we talk golf here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, live from the home of Tee to Green, the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. A busy show for you on tap today. You know, the 39th Ryder Cup is just around the corner. It comes to the United States and the Medina Country Club, that's near Chicago, September 28th, 29th, and 30th. Medina has hosted five major championships, but never a Ryder Cup, the competition between the best U.S. golfers and the best European golfers. Mike Scully is the veteran head professional at Medina, and he joins us today to talk about Medina and the Ryder Cup. That'll happen later in the hour. First up on the tee today, we'll talk to writer Don Vanatta Jr., senior writer for ESPN the magazine and ESPN.com. He's a great author as well. He's penned books about Hillary Rodham Clinton, and his latest earned him a major honor earlier this year. He was honored by the United States Golf Association. Vanatta was named the recipient of the Herbert Warren Wynn Book Award. It's called Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias. And we'll talk to Don Vanatta Jr. today about the book Wonder Girl. We also will take a look at what's happening on the tours. PGA Tour off this week. Next week's the Tour Championship. But the Champions Tour and the ladies are in action this weekend.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Got an invitation for you as well. Visit our brand new website, teetogreenradio.com, with our all-new Facebook page as well, and tell us you like us at teetogreenradio.com. Going to tee it up next with Don Vanatta Jr. and the book Wonder Girl as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like some free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get free information. Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp at 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel?
Yodel.
That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do. Save up to 40% with our fall sale.
Segment of Tea to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, welcoming you into Tea to Green from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. On this, I heard this yesterday, Jerry, and I was kind of depressed. The final weekend of summer, where did it go?
Yeah, I guess that would be right. Fall starts someday this week. Well, we're getting a little bit of that fall nip in the air here in the early mornings. As early as we have to get up on the weekend, we feel it, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. You can feel it. Warms up nicely in the day.
It does.
This time of the morning, it's a little bit chilly out there, but that's a reminder, of course, among other things, that fall is just around the corner. Another reminder of that is that the Ryder Cup is coming up at the end of this month, and we'll talk to Mike Scully from Medina Country Club in just a little bit. But our first guest joins us right now. He is a longtime correspondent with the New York Times, a three-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize for his work. I don't think we've ever had a Pulitzer Prize winner on the show, have we?
Couldn't say one way or another, actually.
And he is also the senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, and ESPN.com. He was honored by the USGA earlier this year with the Herbert Warren Wind Award for his work, his biography, Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias. And we're happy to have with us Don Vanatta Jr. today on Tea to Green. Hi, Don. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Sound great. Sounds like you're right next door. He's at his home in Miami. And the Herbert Warren Wind Award, first off, congratulations. That's a great honor.
Thank you. I was really thrilled to win that award. There are some really fantastic literary books that have been honored in the last 20 years. And, of course, Herbert Warren Wind is really a literary hero of mine. I've been reading his great work since I was a kid, so it was a great thrill.
Babe Didrikson Zaharias, known as one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century, but maybe not as well known as some of her contemporaries and some of those who preceded her. Why a bio on her, of all people?
Well, that's exactly right. I felt that she really is one of the most underappreciated athletes in American history. And not just the great golfer, but an all-around athlete. Every single sport that they played, she excelled at. She was an All-American basketball player, a two-time Olympic gold medalist in track and field. She played tennis. She was a great bowler. She played baseball. And of course, she was a phenomenal golfer, winning 14 tournaments in a row and the first woman to win the British Women's Amateur. And I just felt she was not given her due. I wanted to write her story in a narrative-driven way for a younger generation of sports fans, and that was the goal with Wonder Girl.
Don, when you go back and write a book about someone that lived so long ago, how much tougher is it to find a lot of the information that you're looking for as opposed to writing about someone that's a little more current?
Oh, it's a greater challenge. Absolutely, because there really are only about a half a dozen contemporaries of Bate Dietrichson's who are left around to interview. So you're really doing a project that's based a lot on archival research. You got to go back and look at old newspaper and magazine clips. I was lucky that there are some oral histories that were done, particularly a great one that was done about the Summer Olympics in 1932, which were played in Los Angeles. And Babe herself was a pretty good archivist of her career. She kept scrapbooks. Her mother kept scrapbooks, and some of her friends did, of all of her great feats through her career. And there's a great treasure trove of information at Lamar University in her hometown of Beaumont, Texas. Her letters, photographs, contracts that she signed during her career. So I went there and was able to obtain all of that information. And I actually had quite a bit of public data available about her to draw on for the book.
I think a lot of people don't realize she was born 1911, which is over 100 years ago now. And as far as being a female back then, there weren't any sports opportunities, were there?
No, there were really none. That's the great thing about Babe's story, guys, is that she really imagined for herself an amateur and professional athletic career when there were none available to women. You know, when she was only 12 or 13 years old, she declared, "I want to be the greatest athlete of all time." And she didn't say the greatest female athlete. She just said the greatest athlete, male or female.
Wow.
And then she went out and did it. And as a way to really illustrate how few opportunities there were, just 5 months after she won two Olympic gold medals and a silver medal at the 1932 Los Angeles Olympic Games, she was at that moment the most famous woman athlete in the world. And just 5 months after that, she was on a vaudeville stage in Chicago performing, playing the harmonica, cracking jokes, singing, because there were no places for her to play. To make a living in the Depression, she had to become a vaudeville act. And she was quite good at it, pretty successful at it, and was making big money in the Depression. And she dropped all of it to try to go out and find a place to play. It's a very courageous act on her part. She made it work.
So it sounds like she, whatever she was going to choose, she was going to be a success in.
Yeah, that's the thing about her that really is, that I was really struck by in researching her life and in writing this book, is the courage she displayed, the determination she had. That's just this will to win. You see it in all the great athletes, Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan and Willie Mays, is just this incredible desire to win and to set your mind to something and go out and do it. In Babe's case, unlike a lot of the great athletes I mentioned and others, she did it in all the sports. That's what was so phenomenal. And it was really by necessity. You know, most athletes today, they specialize in one sport. They get really good at something in high school or at the college level and often earlier than that, and that's all they focus on. With Babe, because she was in this constant quest to find a place to play, she tried all the sports, and she excelled at all of them.
Don, in today's world, I guess an athlete on the female side that would be closely compared to her would be Jackie Joyner Kersee, who had success, you know, in the Olympics and played college basketball and that sort of thing. Was Babe appreciated by the public as much as she should have been? I know women's, you know, sports didn't get a lot of coverage unless it was the Olympics. Or because she stood out so much, did she get the recognition she deserved?
You know, that's a great question. It actually varied through her career. Very early on, at the time of her Olympic success, and then after the Olympics, when she was she had a couple of aimless years where she was bouncing around. She was on a barnstorming baseball team and looking, before she really took up golf, and looking for something else to sort of make a living at. The sports writers in America, all male, sexist sports writers, were just horrible to her. They criticized her. They questioned whether she was really a woman. They said that she should go pretty herself up, and the fact that she was out on these athletic field, they said, was the fact that she couldn't catch a man. I mean, the stuff that was written about her in the 30s was really brutal and withering and quite harmful to Babe. I mean, really, really hurt her. The lone exception was Grantland Rice, the great Tennessee sports writer, and I had a national column. We really wrote wonderful things about Babe and was really a pioneer in recognizing her great skills and her great all-around athletic ability. And soon some of the other writers followed in the 40s and 50s once Babe took up golf. But Babe stood out not just because of her great talent playing sports, but because of her showmanship. I mean, she really was a great showwoman and comedian on the golf course in particular, almost like a Lucille Ball, where she would be out there teasing her playing partners, the gallery. She'd make fun of herself. And she did that again as a way to sort of attract attention. That vaudeville background that she had came into play. And I think that the crowds really understood her great talent even before some of the sports writers did. I think that the people were sort of ahead of the game here a little bit, even more than the media was.
Yeah, the book is called Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didriksen Zaharias. It was the recipient of the Herbert Warren Wynn Book of the Year Award by the USGA, and if you've read it, you'll know why. And if you haven't read it, you got to get a copy of it. Don Vanatta Jr., the author, is our guest. Don, got a few more questions for you. Want to stick around through the break, and we'll come back and pick it up on the other side?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, Don Vanatta Jr. is our guest. Later in the hour, from Medina Country Club near Chicago, this year's site of the Ryder Cup, head pro Mike Scully joins us as we continue from the Broadmoor here on Tee to Green.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, you face the club face toward 11 o'clock and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, you hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Keep in mind, the shaft is the most important advancement in the history of the golf game. So make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw, you will not be able to. Keep that in mind.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, tee2greenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or shoot him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, at your service today here on Tee to Green, the show by golfers for golfers, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our guest is Don Vanatta Jr., senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, and ESPN.com. His book, Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias, was named the Book of the Year, the Herbert Warren Wind Book of the Year, earlier this year by the United States Golf Association. And we're talking about Babe Zaharias and her life and her story chronicled so well in the book. Don, for a lot of people, like myself, I had heard about Babe Zaharias, but back in the 70s, there was a TV movie. Alex Karras played George Zaharias. Susan Clark played Babe. And that was the first time, I think, for a lot of people, they really heard or saw the story play out on television. The movie pops up every now and then through the years. I've seen it a couple of times. Was that movie accurate? And did you use any of the stuff from that movie in your book?
Actually, the movie was not accurate as it portrayed the marriage of George and Babe Zaharias. The film, I thought Susan Clark and Alex Karras did a great job portraying Babe and George Zaharias, but the film sort of sugarcoated the stormy nature of Babe and George's marriage quite a bit. It really made it this love story, and they certainly had a love for each other all the way up until the end when Babe died of cancer. But there were quite a few flaws in the film's accurate depiction, or it was lacking in its accurate depiction of the marriage in particular.
And Babe and George in particular, they had ties to Colorado here, did they not?
Yes, that's right. They did. They lived outside of Denver for a few years. Babe was given the key to the city of Denver in 1947 after she won the British women's amateur for the first time when she returned from Gillane, Scotland. And that key you can actually see still to this day in the Babe Didrikson Zaharias Museum in Beaumont, Texas.
So Beaumont, Texas was her hometown?
Yeah, she was born in Port Arthur, Texas, which is not far from Beaumont on Texas' southeast coast. And a hurricane struck Port Arthur in 1915, when Babe was just 4 years old, and destroyed the house that she was living in. And her family, a Norwegian immigrant family, first generation, she was just the second sibling in her family to be born in the United States, moved inland to Beaumont, which is where she grew up, and which is her hometown, and where she's buried, by the way.
Now, she had all the success in other sports, Olympic sports, track and field, and then she turned to golf and became the best female golfer on the planet. Did she play any golf before she decided she was going to take up golf?
You know, she did. She played on the Beaumont High School golf team. And this is another area where Babe fibbed. I mean, one of the things about Babe that your listeners should know is that she really told quite a few tall tales about her background and about her life. She lied about what year she was born in, for instance. She told reporters that she was born in 1914. And if you go online, you can still see in some biographical accounts of hers, even now, that people believe she was born in 1914. And when it came to golf, she played in high school, but she told the story, she told many different stories about how she sort of magically came upon the game when she was in her 20s and picked up a golf club for the first time. In fact, after the Olympics, she played around with Grantland Rice and a New York Daily News writer, a sports writer named Paul Gallico, who was quite famous, who wrote books about golf. And she claimed that that was one of the first times she'd ever played, and she was out there out driving these male sports writers, but of course she had played and practiced many times. And she did all that. The way she justified it is she said, sports writers want these great stories to fill their columns with, and I'm just giving them what they want. And in those days, there was not a lot of checking and going back and finding out. You could make the argument there's not a lot of that goes on today either. And so that's one of the great challenges and one of the really fun things for me in researching her book. I'm an investigative reporter, and to go back and sort of try to separate the truth from the fiction, and there was quite a bit of fiction, was a great challenge and a lot of fun.
Don, I think you could make an argument that back in her, you know, peak of her, you know, athletic accomplishments, or some of them at least, you had Babe Zaharias and you had Babe Ruth, from both the female and male side, both pretty dynamic characters, taking up a lot of the nation's attention at once, didn't you?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And Babe and the two Babes actually met during spring training, baseball spring training in Sarasota in the 1930s. But that's absolutely true. You know, another fiction about Babe Diedrichson is that she was named after Babe Ruth after hitting 5 home runs in a baseball game when she was very young. And that's also not true. Actually, Babe is the name that was given to her by her family and by her older brothers and sisters because she was the baby of the family for about 4 years. And they shortened baby to Babe. And that was how she got that nickname.
The book is called Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Diedrichson Zaharias, one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century. Our guest is the author, Don Fanata Jr. Don, the story in her life ended tragically, cut short by cancer in the mid-1950s. The legend is she battled it bravely to the end. Is that how it played out?
Absolutely. You know, one of the really interesting things about that is when she was diagnosed in 1953 with cancer, Babe, at that moment, this was rectal cancer and in her colon, decided that for a few days that she was never going to play golf again. Her doctors told her and said publicly and was quoted in newspapers that her professional career was over. A friend of hers said that to the Associated Press. And she even tried to give her golf clubs away to a friend. She was so upset. She just figured her life was over. She was 42 years old at the time. And then she got very determined before having a major operation, having a colostomy. And she said, I'm going to come back. I'm not only going to come back and play again, I'm going to win again. And after a colostomy, having a colostomy bag on her side, just 14 months after the major surgery, Babe went out at the U.S. Women's Open in Massachusetts and won by 12 strokes. I mean, just an incredible demolition of the field, and I think one of the greatest comebacks in American sports history.
Yeah, you know, Hogan gets all the credit for the comeback, and deservedly so, but that one's pretty amazing, too.
No, that's right. Hogan is really the great comeback story in golf, but so is Babe, and Babe's comeback just doesn't, people don't know about it, and when they hear what I just said, I mean, it really is incredible, and she fought valiantly to the end. and made her cancer public at a time when a lot of public figures, including Babe Ruth, by the way, when Babe Ruth got cancer, was diagnosed with it, was kept a secret from the public, and his family didn't talk about it, and people didn't know what he died of until after he died. Well, Babe was very public with her cancer. She raised a lot of money. Her and George created a Babe Diedrichson Zaharias Foundation to raise money for cancer research. And she really inspired a lot of folks with cancer and inspired a lot of people to go and get themselves checked out, because in the 50s, today, not enough people go and go to the doctor and get things checked out. And Babe didn't do that either. She ignored signals in her body for about a year before getting that diagnosis.
Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun writing the book, and we've had a lot of fun talking to you about it today. Thanks for joining us, Don, and continued success to you as well.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been great to be with you today.
That's Don Vanatta Jr., the book Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Diedrichson Zaharias. If you are a golfer, if you're just a fan, or if you're just a human being, that's one book that belongs on your bookshelf. Don Vanatta Jr. Coming up, Mike Scully from Medina on Tee to Green.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver.
The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about specialty shots from around the green. The first being, if your ball comes to rest a yard or so from the green in not too long a grass, and you have a pin position which has some distance between the edge of the green and yourself, think about using a fairway wood to roll that ball towards your target. What this does is prevent the chili dip. It gets the ball rolling towards your target, and it's a much easier shot to get out of situations like that. It takes a little bit of practice. Choke down on the club, right down to the metal. Stand over the ball a bit more. Practice this out on the toe of the club a wee bit. It's like a putting stroke, but you'll get better at this in a hurry. The second one being is if you have a putter in your hand and you think you're on the green and you're not, but your golf cart is 50 yards away or so, you can get pretty darn good with a putter from off the green, even if the grass is a little higher. And how you do this is play the ball way back in your stance, behind your back foot. Pick the club straight up in the air with your hands and hit the ball on a descending blow. It'll hop over the trouble onto the green, and the spin imparted on the ball will get it rolling towards its target. You want your hands forward on this shot like you're going to hit a chip. Hit it with a descending blow. The spin imparted will get it going towards your target.
For more on getting the ball up and down around the green, check out tee2greenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional. This segment of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, online at www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff. From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, this is Tee to Green. Great to have you with us today. Scott, do we have our guest ready? Okay. Our next guest is a native Chicagoan. He's in his 10th year as the head professional at Medina Country Club, which will be the site of the Ryder Cup, the most prestigious golf event in the world. At the end of this month, it's coming up, the actual competition dates, September 28th, 29th, and 30th. 3 days of head-to-head match play competition for pride, for country, and for the first time in its 80-year history, Medina Country Club and the Chicago area will host the Ryder Cup, and we're happy to have with us the head pro from Medina, Mike Scully. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you, everybody, this morning?
We are fantastic. How are things out in Chi-Town?
Well, I've been out since about 5:30 this morning with Curtis Tyrell, our ground superintendent. We spent all day yesterday with Davis, Mark, and whole locations, and I've got him and his son Drew and Steve Stricker about to tee off in about 10 minutes.
Oh, cool. Medina's hosted 13 professional golf tournaments through the years, 5 major championships, but the first time ever for a Ryder Cup. What made you guys and what went into the decision to go after a Ryder Cup?
Well, I think as you touched on in the lead-in, Medina's history and tradition, and I think our members here understand their place in the game and how important it is to be out in the forefront. And they signed a 3-tournament deal with the PGA of America back in the mid-90s, which included obviously the 2 PGA championships that Tiger won in 99 and 06. And then the big prize was to have this event in a couple weeks with the Ryder Cup. Culminates a lot of years of great history here, and our folks are real excited, as am I.
Yeah, I mentioned you are a native Chicagoan, so there's got to be a lot of pride at work there, too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. This was my mom and dad. I'm very proud of their son's head golf professional, Medina Country Club.
You played a little bit in the NFL. What made you decide to go to golf?
I can still compete, and that little white ball doesn't hit me back.
Great answer. I love it.
No kidding.
So, go ahead, Jerry.
Mike, I guess when I was a teenager and starting to watch a little bit of golf here and there, I didn't watch much more than a lot of the major championships. One of the great shots in the history of golf I remember is Lou Gramm on the final day of the U.S. Open back in 1975. I think it was the final hole where he kind of hooked that ball out of the rough onto the green. Is that right?
I was on 18. That's correct. Yep. I've had actually the great pleasure of meeting Mr. Graham a few times, and it's one of the shots that's it hangs here in history at Medina on our champions wall.
Oh, and speaking of that, how about Hale Irwin in 1992 and his celebration, his high-five and everybody on the course after he made that long shot?
He took the victory lap and then came back, won the next day in an 18-hole playoff against Mike Donald.
Yeah, that's right. That was at Medina as well. So how much work and how much change has gone on at Medina to get ready for a Ryder Cup, or has there been that much?
Well, since the golf world last saw the golf course, it's actually had a couple of significant changes. Reese Jones came in and redid all 18 greens, added about four new tees that just what we needed to have around here, a little more length for about 7,700 yards now. And we redesigned the 15th hole completely, and it's a drivable par four, which is perfect for match play. And it's over water. It's a risk-reward hole. So I think for the folks that will be viewing it and haven't been on property since 06, we'll see some wonderful changes. And the golf course is in fantastic shape. The greens this morning are about 13-4. So I think the boys will have some fun.
You mentioned that Davis Love, the U.S. captain, is there. And I imagine he's been spending a lot of time at Medina. The U.S. has home field advantage. Are they going to have home course advantage?
We will have home course advantage. We'll have Chicago football fans cheering on for some golf. And the funny part about this is what I've learned in the process here from these guys, that there's a little gamesmanship between both sides. And we have a couple of the European scorecard or yardage book guys here this morning, so we're setting some false hole locations to give them some false hopes. So
we won't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, so your viewers have to keep that secret. But we've been having some fun with them, so it's a lot of fun gamesmanship going back and forth between one another. But the competition, I can tell when you see it in these guys' eyes, it's serious.
How much time have the golfers themselves from both sides, the Europeans and the Americans, have they spent at Medina checking out the course?
Well, both Davis and Jose Maria have been here several times. Luke Donald has been a couple times from the European side, and we had a couple of the rookies in last week. Keegan Bradley, Jason Duffner, and Brant Snedeker spent the whole day with Davis, played a lot of golf from that day, and got a good chance to look at the golf course. Obviously, I got Strick here today. Strick's played it. Strick's a good buddy, and he's only 2 hours north of me in Madison, so he's been down a bunch. But we expect a few more guys tomorrow, and then we expect, with the European contingent, I believe only four of their team members are actually playing in the tour championships. We expect to have them in Thursday or Friday, moving in, for the entire time. So between the two teams, they've had a lot of time on the golf course, and again, Curtis has just got it in great shape, and we're really excited for the world to see it.
Mike, a lot of people that have been to a Ryder Cup or a Solheim Cup, it's so different than any other golf tournament, and fans. I've had people tell me, and even media people, that it's one of the coolest events ever to go to. A lot of the Chicago area fans had the pleasure of having the Solheim Cup there fairly close. Three years ago. There'll be a lot of those same fans bleeding over to Medina, I would guess, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the amazing thing is this is such a great sports town, but we've had a complete buy-in from the city. And there's banners everywhere, golf balls on decorating Michigan Avenue. I expect it to be very, very loud, very, very boisterous, and we expect them to be the 13th man to help our guys bring the cup back to the United States.
USA, USA, all the way. How many fans are you expecting on a daily basis during the competition?
Between 45 and 50,000.
Wow, that's pretty good. You got room for all of them?
We got enough room. We got 600 acres of beautiful property here that, gentlemen, I can just tell you, I give you one example. When I teed 144 guys off on Thursday in 2006, we've got 24 players in this competition, of only which Friday and Saturday, 20 players will be on the golf course in each session. And the infrastructure for this event is 2.5 times the size it was for the PGA Championship.
Wow.
That's pretty
amazing. I've got more tents than Ringling Brothers and Byron and Bailey Circus. The only thing I'm missing right now is the Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
And the elephants, too.
Yeah.
And the elephants, yeah.
And Mike, I think that speaks to what the Ryder Cup has become. I think since all of Europe you know, got put in instead of just Great Britain and Ireland. You know, the Ryder Cup was sort of a back burner event until, you know, the last 30 years or so.
Yeah, I think the significant turn, and it's rather ironic that we had the PGA Championship there this year, was when with the War by the Shore at Kiawah. I think that's when it became a worldwide event. I've been told we're going to have anywhere from 600 to 800 million people watch the event on television. So I think that's where it's turned, and it's become just a wonderful competition. But like I said earlier, these guys take this serious.
Practice begins on Tuesday, the 25th. More practice on Wednesday and Thursday, the actual competition. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. And there's a lot of other events that are going on in conjunction with the Ryder Cup. Is Medina hosting a lot of that, too, or is that spread out?
We have a few of them. There's a Junior Ryder Cup, which will be held at Olympia Fields, our partner to the south, on the south side. We have the Celebrity Challenge, which we have Michael Phelps and Scottie Pippen and Ernie Banks, a bunch of the great Chicago celebrities playing with the past captains here on Tuesday. We have our Youth Skills Challenge. We qualified kids from the ages of 8 to 18 from all over the state of Illinois, and they actually get to come in and compete on two of the holes that are actual Ryder Cup holes on Wednesday. And then we have another captain's event that's being held out at Rich Harvest, where they had the Solheim Cup a few years back. So, again, everybody has been on board and has bought in, and this is just going to be one great week.
What sort of feedback, Mike? We're with Mike Scully, by the way. He's the head pro at Medina Country Club. What sort of feedback have you gotten from the captains and the players about the course itself? And did you have to do a little tweaking after hearing some of that feedback?
Well, they love the greens. We had a stressful summer with the heat, so everybody was on pins and needles, but the September weather here in Chicago has been fantastic. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I think the greens are about a 14 and the fairways are about 10. So I think we're very excited about that. And the players just raved about it. They came in last Monday after playing down at Crooked Stick. So I think we're pointed in to have just a fantastic event. We have two very, very evenly matched teams, and we're excited to get it on.
Is the course setup favorable to any type of game or any type of player?
Well, I'll give you one little hint. Our rough length is very, very, very reminiscent of what you would see at Augusta.
Okay. Well, like that. Mike, I wish we had a little more time, but appreciate you. I know you're so busy these days, but we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us to talk about the upcoming Ryder Cup.
Oh, it's my pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great weekend, and hope to talk to you soon.
We'll be watching, as well as the world will be watching, September 28th, 29th, and 30th, when the Ryder Cup comes to Medina Country Club just outside of Chicago. Mike Scully, the head professional, with us today here on Tee to Green. Not a lot of tour events going on this week in pro golf. There is one major championship, though. Jerry's going to update us on that and more coming up as we continue from the Broadmoor here on Tee to Green right after this.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak hands-free to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. You found it. It's T.D. Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff at the Broadmoor Resort back at our San Francisco studio. Scott Cuddy at the controls. We're not done yet. Jerry is here to take us on tour.
They're having British Open weather in Liverpool at Hoylake for the Women's British Open, the final major in the Women's Tour. Friday wiped out completely. It was so windy, for people that hadn't heard, you couldn't even keep the ball on your tee.
That's windy.
And apparently 36 players teed off, and they got to a certain point, and they just said, you know what, this is baloney. We're just going to call the day, and they made those scores void and started out fresh with the second round yesterday. Now, yesterday was calm, and G.A. Shin shot a 64 to take a three-stroke lead, actually a five-stroke lead after the second round over Inbee Park. They are in the final round right now. Shin shot a 1-under 71 this morning, and now the winds are howling again. They're 26 miles per hour plus, and a lot of people are hitting them into the crowd.
Mm.
Shin is now at 8-under through 7 and has a 6-shot lead.
Wow.
Over Kari Webb and Mika Miyazato. Inbee Park is another stroke back at 1-under. So barring a major collapse from her now in the wind, she is going to win the British Open, and it'll be for the second time for her.
And it'll be two in a row for her, too.
And she won the Monday playoff last week with Paula Kramer, the ninth hole there. That's going on right now on ESPN2. The Senior Tour, Champions Tour, is in Hawaii for the Pacific Lynx event at Kapolei. Bill Glasson, minus 13. He's 4 shots better than Mark McNulty and Peter Senior. David Frost, Corey Pavin, and Willie Wood, another shot back at minus 8. And you can watch that in prime time on the Golf Channel tonight.
Fun show today. It's always fun, but today was great with Don Vanatta Jr., the author of Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias. What a great book and a great read it is. Don Vanatta Jr., we thank him for joining us today. And Mike Scully at Medina Country Club, the head professional there. He's busy, but he took a little time to join us today to preview for us his country club's role in the upcoming Ryder Cup competition, the U.S. versus Europe, later this month. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.